right, Blue. Pass me the tofu.
Mom, why are we vegans? And what's so good about vegan sandwiches?
We just are, honey. Plus, it's better to be vegan. You'll understand when you're older, but for now, just be a 10-year-old kid. Now go get your backpack so that you can take these to your auntie.
Okay, Mom.
Be safe. Don't talk to friendly people. You never know what they might have up their sleeve.
Yes, Mom. I'll be safe and go straight to Auntie's. Don't turn your brown hair gray with worry. Plus, this will be great for me to get outside and run. Never too early to practice for track and field. I gotta catch my breath. Why are there so many cars? What's with all the people here? Oh, it's the farmer's market today. I totally forgot. It's going to be a pain to get through here. Oh. What's that smell?
Hey, kid, you want some meat? It's fresh off the cow. Here, try some.
Oh, sir, that would be...
Don't talk to friendly people. You never know what they might have up their sleeve.
I'm sorry, I have to go. I'm almost at Auntie's farm. Ugh, what is that smell? Gross. Cows.
Blue, oh my god, I'm so glad you made it. Come in. Now, I wasn't totally sure you were going to make it, since you're such a small 10-year-old and the world is super crazy out there, and then there's that whole thing with the family curse and stuff like that, but hey, you made it, and I'm so proud of you. God, what is that awful smell?
Hello to you, Auntie. What about a family curse?
Don't tell me your mom made those nasty sandwiches.
Auntie, you didn't answer my question.
Just let's go to the kitchen. Blue, why do those sandwiches look pink?
I have no idea. Those look gross. Let's throw it out.
What phase of the moon is it?
Just a couple days before full moon, I think. What does that have to do with anything, Auntie?
Here, let's have some steak. It's so much better anyways.
I don't know, Auntie. Mom says to stay away from meat because it's bad for you.
Nonsense. Your mother knows nothing. She thinks that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
It does, Auntie.
Oh God, she corrupted you, child. I mean, look at your hair. It's such a dull brown and your once beautiful blue eyes are now bleak.
Auntie, are you okay?
Nothing a little steak can't fix. Here you go, darling. Just have one little bite, at least.
Okay, I guess one bite won't hurt.
Now she will be the next in the family curse.
Auntie, what are you saying? And you were right. This is amazing.
You know, Blue, you better start getting home. It's getting late.
Why is there no meat here? What animals are we? We should have meat. All the meat. Every meat. Why is there no meat?
Blue, what's going on?
Mom, why don't we have any?
Honey, what are you talking about?
Why don't we have any, Mom? Why?
I can't help you, honey, if you don't tell me what's wrong.
Never mind, Mom. You just don't get it. I'm just going to go to bed.
Okay, honey. Feel better. Oh, God. What has she done to my kitchen?
things exist. What am I covered in? Is that blood? What's going on? Is that a cow outside? I have to find Mom! Mom, what's going on?
Oh, Blue, you're covered in blood. What happened?
Does it look like I know what happened? Everything went downhill after I had steak at Auntie's house.
I think it's time we had the talk.
What talk, Mom?
I think we need to sit down for this. It all started way back with your great-great-great-great-grandfather. You see, he was bitten by a Canis lupus with a terrible curse. After one taste of meat, you can never stop the craving. Every full moon, it's uncontrollable. The hunger. Nothing will satisfy the craving besides meat. That is why I tried so hard to make you vegan and to keep you from eating meat. I never wanted this to happen to you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Mom. It's my fault. So what happens now?
I guess it's time to meet the rest of the family.
Did you really just make a pun right now? I just killed a cow, for heaven's sake!